Wow, what a big weekend it is for the A-League. I know it's pre-season. I know there's not a ball being kicked in anger at this stage, but up there on the Central Coast, well, it's the biggest thing since the sun rising every day, because we've got Usain Bolt arriving tomorrow for the Central Coast Mariners. And the Central Coast Mariners CEO, Sean Millenkamp, is kind enough to join us online. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you going? All right?
Well,
how exciting and how nervous will you be he actually gets off that plane?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if nerves will be an issue. It'll just be a matter of, going through the motions and welcoming him in and, seeing what happens.
Mate, do you go through the autographs to start with, like as in get the niceties out of the way and then sort of get down to business? Is that what it's going to be? Because this guy is an international superstar.
Yeah, look, you know, we're unsure what sort of crowd will be there. So I think we're just making sure that security measures are in place either way. But, yeah, we definitely want to get some autographs out of the way, make sure he smiles for the cameras, and then get him straight in the hands of our head of performance, Andrew Young, and start testing him medically and make sure he gets some sleep.
Mate, I'm talking about yourself and the players about getting your autographs.
I don't think anyone wants my autograph.
I can tell you what, we've got Phil Moss in the studio with us, Sean. Of course, he wishes that Usain Bolt was probably coming to town when he was coaching the Central Coast Mariners. So he's got a couple of questions for you.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Hey, Mossy. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Mate, just a question around, no doubt you've been busy as 10 men getting the commercial arrangements in place, even just for the trial. Has Mike Mulvey been given full autonomy over making this football decision?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said before, first and foremost, it really comes down to his physical capabilities. So he gets in the hands of our strength and conditioning coaching staff, which will let Mike Mulvey know exactly where he's up to, what he can and can't do. Obviously, there are movements that he hasn't done before, so the worst thing that could happen would be an early injury. So we want to make sure that that's all ticked off and measured in the right process. And then, yeah, it'll be in the hands of the football department to start to make an assessment and move forward from there. The important thing about it as well is this won't work if you can't play, so there's no point forcing something. There's a square peg in a round hole. So it's just a matter of taking our time and letting Mike Mulvey and also Mike Phelan do their job.
Yeah, and that's what I've been saying all along. I mean, Mike Phelan and Mike Mulvey, two fantastic football brains, so surely it wouldn't have reached this point had they not laid eyes on him with the ball at his feet. There was obviously some scouting done over in Europe before it got to the trial process, albeit not in official games. Was there anyone who sighted him with the ball at his feet?
Yeah, look, we definitely had a lot of interaction with the Borussia Dortmund, the Norwegian club that I can't pronounce, and alike. And yeah, whilst there has been footage, some has been good, some has been bad. I'll be honest, in both aspects, it's there. But really, there's just an open mind. Let's get him here. Let's see what he can do and make our own judgments from that point.
So you scoped him out. He didn't find you out. Is that right?
Oh, look, you know, this is great work by some of the agents to piece everyone together. There was definitely an appetite from Usain to find the right mix. And when we first had the contact, didn't really think that it was going to be one that went very far. But it was actually their camp that came back and said, you know, the A-League could be the exact league that they feel his capabilities might be up for and the right market. And it just kept ticking every box. And primarily, it was Usain himself and his own personal will and drive to keep this going, that the conversation going to where it is today. It's been a good 4 or 5 months it's been happening.
If any of the Marinators want to get their way to Sydney Airport, is there advice? Do you have plans in place?
Yeah, we'll be letting all our members know later on this afternoon. Right. All the key details as they come to light, so that'll get published later this summer.
Sean, we thank you so much for your time. It is a coup. And let's hope he can play. And we look forward to Usain Bolt being unveiled for the Central Coast Mariners.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on. And hopefully he's a bit happier than Robbie Slater. Was a bit grumpy.
Yeah, he was a bit grumpy. But that you've met Robbie, though, Sean. So
good on you, Sean. All the best with it, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.